Let's move on to the question of minimal residual disease testing for patients with CLL. We asked the audience, how often have you ordered a minimal residual disease test to assess patients with CLL and to guide your treatment decisions? It looks like about two-thirds of the audience have not done that, but about a third have. So what's the role of minimal residual disease testing, Dr. Wyack, in patients with CLL, and how do you utilize it?
Well, it definitely depends on the therapy. So we know with BTK inhibitors, very, very few patients are going to achieve minimal residual disease negativity, especially in the relapse setting, but even in the frontline setting too. It also doesn't appear that the achievement of MRD negativity means anything in terms of long-term progression-free survival. So I don't think with a BTK inhibitor, MRD testing is useful. We know with chemoimmunotherapy, there's a lot of data to show that patients who get a deeper remission, including MRD negativity, are the ones who tend to do better long-term, including the patients who have the potential for cure with FCR. Venetoclax, from the data that we have so far, either alone or in combination with CD20 antibodies, appears to be similar to chemoimmunotherapy in that regard, where patients who achieve MRD negativity have a longer PFS and significantly probably a longer progression-free survival off therapy when you choose to stop. So I tend to use it in patients who are receiving venetoclax-based therapy, especially if I am thinking that I'm going to stop. And, you know, predominantly in those patients who are treated with ibrutinib and then treated with venetoclax, in that situation, I usually won't stop if the patient is MRD positive.